This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one-man band. I'm the number one fan. Me
and my. Welcome to episode 108 of our podcast, Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. This is airing on Christmas Eve. I'm calling this episode Merry Christmas with a Little Help from My Friends. We're going to have Christmas songs from various friends of mine and one or two people I've never met, but I like the song they sang. So I want to start with a song that I wrote many years ago. I actually had this tune a long time, and finally the words came. I started imagining what it would be like to be a shepherd sitting out in that field and expecting nothing but just a boring night. And then all of a sudden, everything changed. So I wrote this little story song from the viewpoint of one of the shepherds. It's called A Starry Night.
Trembled inside. Some of us laughed and some of us cried. Oh, how our hearts were filled with joy. What a beautiful boy. We were singing.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God above.
As I said earlier, we're calling this Merry Christmas with a little help from my friends. One of my friends is Brian Hoogenboom. We do this show together every Thursday night at his house. He's a great engineer and great guitarist, singer, songwriter, all sorts of things. He's in our band. And so I asked Brian if he would provide a song for us in this episode, any song of his choosing. So he's chosen O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. This is Brian Hoogenboom with Friends. It's been my privilege to get to know a number of great guitar players in my lifetime. We had a really great guitar player on one of our episodes. It's actually episode 73, called Meet Stan the Guitar Man. Stan Kennedy is somewhat of a legend in these parts. He's a preacher, a pastor, but he's really known also as being just a wonderful guitar player. And this is his version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. a year ago when we did our Christmas episode. My friend Buddy Miles did his rendition of his favorite Christmas song, which was O Holy Night. Buddy helped me do this show for a good year and a half, or almost 2 years. And then he got a career change, and my friend Brian stepped in. So this is Buddy Miles, and I'm helping him out at the piano, singing O Holy Night.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. His name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Divine, oh, night
There is a haunting line in that song that many times we just overlook as we sing it. But that line that says, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, then he appeared." I think about that at times, how the world before he came lay in sin and error pining, hoping for something different. And he appeared. And thank God he did. One of my favorite episodes that we've done in the whole history of this show, which is now at number 108, is episode 66, which was called The Trip to Winternacht. My friends, Carl and Leslie Simstrott, they have 7 children, and I don't know how many grandchildren, and they decided that instead of trying to squeeze Christmas visits with both sides of the family in, they wait till midwinter and they have their own family celebration. They invented it. It's called Winternacht. And after observing it for many years, they invited my wife Trish and I to be their honorary guests last year. We did a whole episode on it. It was just a great time. One of their children is Brett Simstrott, who is a tasteful drummer, and the whole family is talented. His wife's a great singer. And there's a recording that a church in Indianapolis did. It's Redeemer Presbyterian Church. They did a Christmas album together, and Brett is playing the drums on the next 2 numbers we're going to play. This is Sing We Noel, followed by Thou Who Wast Rich, featuring Kylie Simstrott. She is the female vocalist in the second song.
Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Listen to our praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, that he is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we all Noel. Shepherds on the hillside heard the angels sing.
Sing we now of Christmas, sing we all
The song that we just heard was written by a very talented guy in that church named Nathan Partain. Nathan was also the lead singer in the first song that we played. So thank you, Nathan. Listen to a podcast called Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. This is our Christmas episode, and we're calling it Merry Christmas with a Little Help from My Friends. This singer I never had the privilege of meeting, although I always liked his voice a lot. But I like this particular song, and many of you know that I lived in Massachusetts for 16 years on one of the little towns between Boston and Worcester, Clinton, Massachusetts. And Clinton borders Lancaster, Massachusetts. The two towns run into each other. And so I used to go for walks to try to stay in shape. And I would walk down High Street, down to the line where it moves over into Lancaster. And you go by this college, it's called Atlantic Union College. And I kept noticing there was this historical sign, but I'd never read it. So I stopped one day to read the sign. And the sign said, "Here is where the writer of the Christmas carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, lived and wrote this song." And I thought, isn't that something? Walk up and down the street, never knew it. Most people don't even know that a great song was written at this very spot. So I wanted to include this in our episode tonight. And this is Glen Campbell's version of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in silence still is made
Gospel of Luke records the interchange that the Virgin Mary had with the angel Gabriel when he announced to her that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. And after the news sort of sank into her, and she said, "Be it done unto me according to your word," and she embraced the fact that this was going to be her destiny in life, the Bible says that she began to prophesy and began to praise God. It's called the Magnificat. And I was reading that one day, and this little song came to me. This is called Mary's Song. It's just part of the things that she said about God when the news sank in. This is yours truly singing Mary's Song.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. Holy is his name. He has been mindful of my lowly estate. He who is mighty has done great things, my soul magnifies the Lord. Holy is his name. Holy is his name. He has been mindful of my lowly estate. He who is mighty has done great things, my soul magnifies the Lord. Holy is his name.
Here's another song by our great guitarist friend, Stan Kennedy. It's the song Mel Torme wrote, The Christmas Song. That was Stan Kennedy playing the Christmas song. Speaking of great guitarists, another great guitarist that lives here in Florence, South Carolina, is my friend David Carpenter. Episode 55 of our show was an interview I had with David. And by the way, some of the shows, the early shows, were not put on Spotify. You can go to my website, lawrencetuning.com, and hear all the episodes from the very beginning. Episode 55 is my interview with David Carpenter. He wrote a song called A Merry Christmas Day. So this is David Carpenter.
Jesus is Lord, and He lives in us today. On this holy Christmas Day, I wish for you the highest joy and peace in every way. On this Merry Christmas Day, it's a come to young and old, unfolding like a mystery. Jesus brings life, He is our Prince of Peace. On this Merry Christmas Day, it's a Merry Christmas Day.
I've written a lot of songs, and every now and then I just can't get away from it. I need to play a little ragtime or piano blues or whatever you call it. And so again, I was thinking about the different characters in the Christmas story, and I began thinking about what it would be like to be one of those wise men. By the way, everybody says there's three wise men. We don't know if there were three. The Bible just says there were wise men. We know they had three gifts. It could have been 25, or we don't know. It's at least two. But I began thinking about those men, and one of them's looking at that star, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. What is it with that star? And so he gets together with the other wise men, and he begins to propose to them, we really need to make a trip. So this is a song in progress, but I want to include it. My little ragtime Christmas carol, Follow That Star.
So bright, just like a beacon. Could it be speaking to us? Something big's about to occur. Could it be a sign of something divine on the horizon? Oh, they say we are wise, so I advise we've got to follow that star. It's a long ride, but I believe we've got to take it. Oh, it's a long ride. I don't want to miss this chance. It was prophesied long before you and I were living. A star would arise out of Jacob in Israel. There would be a king with a scepter in his hand ruling the nations. He would be divine and his name would be Emmanuel. Oh, it's a long ride. I believe we've got to take it. Oh, it's a long ride. I don't want to miss this chance. Gonna worship him just as soon as I see him. I'm gonna worship him, bow at his feet. See that star in the sky, shining oh so bright, just like a beacon. Could it be speaking to us? Something big's about to occur. Let us gather our things and bring to him our gifts of thanksgiving. I've got some frankincense. Somebody get the gold and myrrh. It's been a long ride, I'm so glad we took it. It's been a long ride, I'm glad we didn't miss the chance. Star in the sky, shining oh so bright, just like a beacon. It was God speaking to us. Something big was about to occur. Him. I'm gonna worship him.
The other day, one of my kids sent a text to all the family members and asked each one to say what their favorite three Christmas Christmas songs are and what their least favorite are. And I put, of course, Silent Night in the first Noel, and then I said, this is a sentimental choice. It's a song called The Birthday of a King. The reason I put that is that just about every year from about 12 years old till I went off to college, my father would have me play this for him to sing every Christmas. I think of my father, who was a wonderful Christian man and just a delight to know. And I just want to play this by a group called the Union of Sinners and Saints. What an odd name for a gospel group. But this is The Birthday of the King that my dad sang every year.
Right.
This has been a real joy for me to do this episode featuring various friends of mine and various favorite songs. When my children were growing up, we had this tradition every year. I would take the nativity scene down, and I would hold up each character and say a little something about each figurine, and would tell the Christmas story that way. And we always used a flashlight for the star and darken the room. And at some point, I began to get this tune in my head, and it sounded like a Christmas tune. And so I just called it the Christmas story, and it's sort of in song doing what I used to do with my kids, talking about each character. And so this is me and my 88 friends. I said this was going to be a show with the help of my friends. Well, my 88 friends on the keyboard, this is me and them doing a song that I named The Christmas Story. Thank you for listening to this show. We're going to end it with one last song from Stan Kennedy. This is The Little Drummer Boy. Special thanks to Brian Hoogenboom for engineering this show. God bless and Happy New Year.